listener production.
Hi, Mandy Lynch with your news briefing. Former Australian cricket captain Ricky Ponting is said to be doing okay after being taken to hospital for a health scare while commentating the first test yesterday. Skipper Pat Cummins sent well wishes after play ended last night.
So we're just chatting to him this morning out in the field and, by all reports, it sounds like he's going okay. But, yeah, anything like that's obviously super scary, so wishing the best.
Russia has responded to US President Joe Biden's statement that he's willing to talk with Vladimir Putin if he's serious about looking at ways to end the war in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says the Russian president is open to talks as long as the West recognises Russia's claims over four annexed Ukrainian territories. Biden hasn't spoken with Putin since the invasion began back in February.
The fact of the matter is, I have no immediate plans to contact Mr. Putin. I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
And Indonesia looks set to pass laws criminalising premarital relations in the next few weeks, with a maximum one-year jail sentence possible, and tourists on holiday in Bali wouldn't be immune, though there would be a limited number of people who could report the crime, such as close relatives. There was a push to bring it into law back in 2019, but widespread protests led to a delay. Day four of the first test against the West Indies in Perth, and the Aussies will resume well and truly on top on 1 for 29, a lead of 344 runs. That's after dismissing the visitors for 283 late on day three. Skipper Pat Cummins says he never really considered enforcing the follow-on.
There's really not too many instances where the follow-on's realistic. I think some of the commentators like day five's off, so that's normally why they talk about it, but yeah, it's not really realistic.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.